Sounds great. Welcome to the Evolved You podcast,
your go-to podcast that covers all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and so much more.
My name is Naomi.
And I'm Ben.
It's time to buckle up for a bit of banter, a touch of real talk,
and a whole bunch of education and motivation.
With that being said, who is ready to evolve?
Hi guys, what is up? We are back with another episode for the week. Hello, Naomi.
Hello, I'm very excited for today's episode. I feel like this is right up my alley.
I hope it is. We do a lot of it.
Firstly, happy birthday if it's your birthday.
I wish it was my birthday.
Soon? Oh my God.
It's soon. It's not too far away.
Guys, he's got the worst birthday. No, actually, he's got the second worst birthday in the world.
Yeah.
What day is it, Ben?
That's the old Love Hearts one.
Valentine's Day. See, like, Christmas is different because, like, I feel like Christmas birthday sucks. Like, I'm sorry if that's your birthday, but, like, it's a hard day, you know? Everyone's celebrating gifts and everyone gets a gift. Valentine's Day, your gal misses out. I'll get nothing. It's not my day anymore. It's Ben's day.
Yeah.
So we need to move Valentine's Day because I love Valentine's Day.
Look, I'll just move my birthday. I'll put it on the 29th of February.
All right. Sounds good. Anyway, what is going on? We thought we'd run you through a random little life update. We did gardening the other day. We were out there for like 6 or 7 hours. Shout out to Dad and Donna. They come down. They helped us out. We haven't been doing the gardening for a while. Like, if you're a homeowner, you will understand our pain. When it rains in summer, the weeds are uncontrollable. Do you know what I mean? Like,
they just multiply and they're magnified. They just grow like lunatics.
And because it's raining, there's no chance to get out there and like quickly pull them up. I think we had like 12 garbage bags full of.
Oh yeah, minimum.
It doesn't help. We live on a nature reserve. But anyway, what else has been going on in our life?
Well, I'm pretty sure I got heat stroke that day too, being out in the sun for that long.
Yeah.
But what else have we been doing? Dentist, mate. The dentist. Not a fan, but it was very good to go. It's been a while.
This is your reminder, and I'm saying it. Like, you know, people say it all the time, but like I am telling you, this is your reminder. If you have not been to the dentist in a while, I highly encourage that you go. Because also, your gal needs a root canal. Speaking of things.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Actually, if you're listening to this and you've had a root canal or if you've pulled your tooth out, let me know why you went the option and like pros and cons, because I have no idea. And, you know, I don't really know. I think I'm going to keep the tooth.
I pulled my tooth out.
I know,
not myself, obviously, but like the dentist did it.
I don't think I want to be pulling teeth out at my age. Like, it's just an ever-going cycle. So if you're listening to this and you've had the same situation, please message me because can't make adult decisions apparently anymore.
Apparently.
Anyway, this is your reminder to get your teeth checked.
We had some time with my family, my sister, her partner, their little bub as well. It was nice to get back into like, we played a little bit of handball at the back. And that was something that we did at school, like every single day, every single break at school. Mm. We would like run from the classroom, we'd go and put our bags down, maybe have something to eat, and then run to the handball court and we would just play all break. Yeah. So it was nice to get back and play a bit of that. We were playing with a big kids ball because we played with Ella's.
It was like a blow up bluey ball.
But it was still fun and she learned how to headbutt stuff. That was fun.
AKA. No, I'm joking. Accidentally, of course.
No, it was all fun.
It was fun. It was a good time. But anyway, enough of that. Let's get into today's episode. Now, it is obviously by the title, Creating New Healthy Habits, and our tips to like creating long-term sustainable lifestyle changes. I love helping people, you know, change their life as a whole or evolve in all areas. So I think like habits and lifestyle sort of go hand in hand. So without further ado, let's get started with the first tip.
First tip is an easy one. Just don't start with too many. A lot of people get overwhelmed and they want to change their life, like everything about their life. They want to create all these new habits and it's not a good option to try and do it all at once because you don't give yourself enough time. Like it takes time to build habits, just like training at the gym or, you know, tracking your food or anything like that. It takes time. It takes practice to get it into a position where you don't have to think about doing it anymore.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people get overwhelmed with the fact that like, I need to change all of these things and I need to start 10 new habits. Whereas if you just start with a couple and build on that, like building momentum, you'll have so much more chances of succeeding.
100%. And then once you've done that for a little while, they become a habit anyway. You don't have to think about it. Focus on the next couple.
Mm. This is something that we actually do with our squad as well when they first sign up. You know, we give them like 2 to 3 habits to start with. And then as they get better and better and their lifestyle starts to change, then we start to give them more. And again, as things grow, we just level up a little bit as the process goes on. And I guess with that being said, that brings us to our next one. And that is to make them ones that you can actually achieve. So like a couple of easy examples are improving your sleep. You know, making sure you go to bed at the same time, waking up at the same time, and making that a habit of creating a better sleep routine or whatever that is. Or, you know, improving your steps. So going for a walk in the mornings and getting it done out of the way and then ticking that off as a habit. Do you have any other ones that you would suggest as some achievable starting points?
I think another one would be maybe water intake.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people tend to they don't drink enough water. So I would, you know, break it up throughout the day, have periods where you just have, you know, a couple of gulps of water, or you have, you know, 250 mils, have a cup of water every so many hours.
Yeah.
And then over the course of the day, look, you've drunk 2 to 3 litres, happy days.
Mm. Maybe even like before or after every meal, having a glass of water before, after you go to the toilet, having another glass of water, and maybe every 20 minutes during your work day, having a few mouthfuls or whatever it is and just building on those little habits. That's a good one too.
Yeah. Our next tip would be to try new things. Like for me, like I was never someone that would read books. And now I've just finished my second book for the year. So I'm on to my third.
I just finished
my second one. Yeah. So obviously killing it in the book department.
Well, no, because remember during Christmas, our week off, you read a book in that like 5 days. So you read 3 books since like December.
That was our first book.
Oh. Well, anyway, he's killing it basically.
Anyway, I'm not a book reader. I would much rather watch it, but you know, just that small habit of reading close to 10 pages a day. I'm already on book 3.
Mm.
So just showing you it can be done. Other ones would be, you know, listen to a podcast, just 1 episode per day. You could journal in the morning or afternoon. Yeah. Meditating as well.
Yeah, like I think there's so many that you can, like there's so many habits that you could start. I think a few of our faves are like I love breathing as a habit, random, but sort of goes along the same lines as meditating, just taking 3 to 5 minutes in your day just to focus on your breaths, or just before bed, having 10 really deep, long breaths and making that a habit. Or, I don't know, after you do your skincare routine, you listen to a happy song that makes you happy or whatever it is. Do you know, like something super random, but just a positive habit that will influence you and get you to your goals long term. I think that brings us to our next one, and that is replacing a bad habit with a good one. Now, a one that we can sort of, you know, I feel like everyone does is Netflix or TV or whatever it is. So
everybody has a subscription to some form of Netflix or Disney Plus or anything like that.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, replacing that with a book. So like the other day, Ben was watching the cricket and I was not interested. But I still wanted to spend time with him. So we sat on the couch together. He watched the cricket and I read my book and I loved that. I could have sat there and scrolled on my phone, which I did for a few moments. And then I was like, actually, let's go get my book. But you know, that's replacing a not an ideal habit with something that can help me get to my personal development journey or whatever that may be. So replacing a habit that is not the healthiest with something that will get you to your goals, I find is a good, easy one to start. And just being aware of what you do on a day-to-day basis is a big one. Can you think of any other bad habit suggestions that, you know, people do on the regular?
I think just like little things, like even if you go to like a shopping center and there's an escalator or steps, take the steps. Like it's not going to kill you to go up 20 steps. But like taking that lazy option, and fair enough if you've got like 20 bags under your arms and you've been there all day and you want to have a break from walking. But like the smallest change that you can integrate that you won't notice straight away, but it'll pay off long term.
I think that's a good one. I don't remember what movie it's off, but it's like Jennifer Lopez always said like take the stairs, not the
escalator
or whatever it is. Someone famous.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. And another little one that I was sort of thinking of is if you have a habit of always having something sweet after a meal. Like I know people that have like dessert after lunch and dessert after like their snacks and then dessert after dinner or whatever, like something a little sweet because they need to. Replacing that habit with drinking water or, you know, like finishing two glasses after your meal instead of having an icy pole or whatever that may be. You can still have one throughout the day. That's fine. We're all about balance, but replacing it all the time with that water. Do you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that sort of brings us to the next one, and that is like rewards or habit stacking. So do you want to go on that? Because I'm not 100% for this one, but I understand it.
Yeah. Like the idea of it is to stack something that you aren't doing or something you want to do with something that you love doing. So then you know that the reward is coming once you've completed it. So like, you know, if you have a coffee in the morning, but you hate looking at your emails, you go do your emails first and then you're rewarded with your coffee. I know it's not the best thing to think of it as a reward because then it can be taken out of
context.
Yeah. But, you know, having things in place where it can help you improve them habits, I think that's a good thing to have in place. Definitely at the start, if you find it very hard to do a certain habit.
Yeah, I get the idea of habit stacking, but like from a place where you're stacking things that you enjoy. So like a walk with a podcast. So stacking them on top of each other. Do you know, like, so you get to tick off a couple things at once or like meditating with breathing or something like that. But the reward one, that brings me back to like the food stuff. And just because I've always been so conscious of helping people with their relationship with food. If you do them long term, as in like, rewarding yourself with a food item, it can sometimes lead to not the best relationship and mindset with food because it is always seen as a reward. So that can lead into cheat meals or binges and all of that sort of stuff. But I get habit stacking in regards to like I said, going for a walk while listening to a podcast or that sort of thing. Does that make sense?
Like it could be something as small as you hate vacuuming.
Yeah.
But you know, it's got to be done. You may as well do something you really enjoy after it so you know that you're going to be productive doing it. You're not going to muck around and take too long or do half and then get over it.
Yeah.
You know you're going to do it productively and then you've got something to look forward to afterwards.
Yeah, like an example, like you love training. So like, you know, getting the dishwasher done, which isn't always fun, rewarding yourself with training after is a good thing. In the opposite, people don't like training. So rewarding yourself with something after that, like a pamper session. I know it's not really like a habit, but it is self-care. So it goes in line with the whole long-term sustainable self-development sort of stuff. Rewarding yourself with that after. So yeah, I think that covers that one.
Yeah.
I feel like I handled that one quite well, even though I wasn't keen on sharing
it. I think you're close to my side of the fence now.
The next one, this is my favorite. And it's making a day out of it. So when you have things that you want to do or a habit, is creating it like into a little mini outing. So as an example, if you will have to do your steps or you want to go for a walk or whatever, making it a beach walk. So, you know, driving to the beach, going for a nice, I don't know, 8,000 step walk, and then going out for lunch after, like a healthy brunch with a girlfriend or with your partner or whatever. So that ticks off the habit of the walk. You also get outside and vitamin D, and it replaced, like, it's got that end bit of like a bit of a healthy meal after.
Yeah, and I think that friend, that healthy meal with a friend, it's going to relate into another one that we have a bit down the track, but it's going to keep you more accountable because you know someone's going to be waiting for you when you finish that habit.
Yeah, and I think like even, you know, if you want to create a habit, like I have a fair few girls at the moment, like on weekends, rather than just lazing around the house or doing housework or things, they're making it an effort to do something on weekends, like going on an adventure. Do you know? So making a day out of it, as in, you know, you have to get your steps in, so you go on a hike. It's an adventure. You're doing your hike. You listen to a podcast on the way and you feel so good after it.
You've ticked off about four habits there.
Yeah, so it's fantastic. I love that.
Speaking of accountability with that last one, having an accountability partner, like a coach or your partner or just a friend, having someone there to keep you accountable is, you know, you don't want to let that person down at the end of the day. And it's a lot easier to keep on track when you know someone, you know, someone else is involved in that habit. So you don't want to let yourself down. You don't want to let the other person down as well. It's going to keep you more motivated to actually continue to do that habit.
I love an accountability buddy, hence why we are both coaches. We are everyone's accountability buddy.
Yeah.
Another one that I love is finding what works for you. Now, I say this all the time, whether it be with clients or on Insta or whatever it may be. Find what works for you because you will enjoy it so much more and you will stick to it. So what we do actually with our project is we give them, over these 6 or 8 weeks, we give them a new habit each week. They get to learn all of the, like, you know, habits that we have loved and tried and recommend for people to do. They figure out what works for them, what they stuck to the most, and then they continue that on afterwards. So that's sort of how we build our habits within our project. But it's something that you guys can do with yourselves. Just trialing different things, you know, journaling, meditating, podcasts, books, steps, water, sleep, all of that. Obviously, some of those are non-negotiables, but do you know those things on what works for you? Like, you know, Ben maybe doesn't like journaling, but he will like look at affirmation cards. If it brings him something to write about, he will write. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think finding what works for you is a big part of the habit because, you know, obviously if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to do it.
Mm.
But you have to give it the time. You have to give it the practice. You have to try it, you know, for longer than a few days.
Yep.
You need to do it for a little while to actually work out if you like it or if you don't like it.
Yeah, and I think that comes down to like one of our other points is don't give up and that you will get there. Do you know, like this is something that you need to continuously do and just build on that. Like habits take time, but you will get there for sure. Like what's a habit we've done this year? Oh, one of the habits that we wanted to do was not go to bed with dishes in the sink. And I said that in the new year and we have not even flinched about that. I don't know if you've noticed that. I thought of it yesterday, but it's something that we do now and it's now a habit. You know, we make sure the kitchen's completely clean when we go to bed. So we wake up and it's done. Not something we enjoy, but bloody hell, I wake up feeling good in the morning.
It feels nice to have nothing in the sink. That's for sure.
In the morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other one that I sort of wanted to touch on was your mindset controls everything. So really focusing on, and this sort of comes back to like the personal development sort of journey, like, you know, reading positive books or listening to motivational podcasts and journaling all of those negative self-limiting beliefs down. Your mindset is literally controls your life. So if you're not thinking positive and doing positive things for your brain and your body, you might be feeling a bit neg. So just making little habits to change your mindset will change your life in general.
Well said. We're up to our last tip. It would be to surround yourself with good people. Have a good network of people, whether it's, you know, for us, other coaches, or if it's other friends that we know outside the industry. Just surrounding yourself with people that are like-minded.
Yeah.
That have similar, not the exact same goals, but similar goals, and they do habits that you currently do or habits that you want to do.
Yeah.
If you spend more time with them, guess what? You're probably going to do them habits a little bit more frequently and you're probably going to end up liking them. So you're going to stick to them long term.
Mm. I think that's a good one. Like just with creating a better lifestyle in general is, and I think I've spoken about, I had a whole podcast on this once about your network and everything and just making sure that you do have a good tribe around, you know, the old saying goes, you are a reflection of the closest 5 people to you. So making sure that those people are living their best life and working towards their goals as well.
Yeah, well, because you should be.
Yeah, and it will motivate you towards yours.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Well, I think with that being said, hopefully you learnt a lot from that. What is your lesson of the week, Ben?
Lesson of the week. I'm going to say be more playful or be more playful, have more fun. It was great. Like just going off what I said earlier, the whole handball shenanigans. It was awesome to get back and, you know,
I know it's
not technically a sport, but, you know, like having a hit, having a laugh, feeling that rush of adrenaline, you know, you're running around, you're trying to hit the ball. Just to have more playful in your life. Like, I'm so excited to be playing touch next week. Like, it's been a while since I've played any sports, so I'm really looking forward to having a run or lack of running, but we'll see how we go.
And I guess I could like second that, you know, like I was back at dance. I think this was my first week back since the new year. And like, it's been so fun to have fun, like whether it's fam energy or like fun vibes in sneakers and stuff, like it's nice to have more joy and fun in life. especially if, you know, the other situations are quite stressful. That makes sense. My lesson is there is no such thing as failing, only lessons. Now, I've known this so much, but sometimes you get lost in life, yeah. I guess. And it's just good to hear a reminder that there's no such thing as failing, just lessons. I had a phone call with a girlfriend the other day and she reminded me of that. And then I think I listened to a masterclass. We did like a self-development online masterclass thing and they spoke about that in there as well. So it was just a good reminder, yeah. I guess. To wrap up today's episode, the project has well and truly underway. We will be opening up private one-on-one coaching spots. So if anything on this podcast has, you know, something that you want to invest in and have that accountability buddy and just have that guidance on how to create a healthier, happier, sustainable life, feel free to hit us up. I think we have a couple coaching spots each. So yeah, I will put that in the show notes or you can message us or all the info is on our website as well.
Yeah, it's a wrap. It's a good, I think it's been a great episode.
That was a good time. All right, guys, thank you for listening. Please share this on your story or send it to a friend if you think they would benefit. And we will talk to you in the next episode.
Catch you next time, everyone.